LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined today by actor, singer and songwriter Jason Gould. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm delighted to be with you and meet you. And thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I believe that you started off mostly in acting first. And then along the line, you have passion of singing and acting. So tell me a little bit about your acting career before we talk about your music career.
Well, I was actually, when I was a kid, I was always making up melodies at the piano, but I was also making short films starting when I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
So both film and music have been in my veins since I was quite young. And then I started to get some work as an actor when I was in my probably early 20s and pursued that for a while. And music was something I was connected to it. I felt it was in me, but I was afraid to explore it because my mother was such an icon in the world of music. And so, you know, I was afraid I would be compared, I would be judged, I would not be good enough. And it seemed like maybe I just better shut up and not explore that part of myself because how could I live up to this icon? So I think that's why it took me quite a while to finally explore my voice and singing and writing. And yeah, sometimes I'm a late bloomer. What can I say?
You also have an incredible background with a musical and talented artistic family, you know, your parents mm-hmm. and your mother, of course. So did you feel comfortable as a singer too, because you became an established singer? And I heard your music. You have an incredible, beautiful, smooth voice, incredible music.
Thank you so much.
So tell us your journey in music. Was it true that your mother discovered your singing talents by chance?
Well, evidently, she heard me singing through my bedroom door when I was a teenager, but I didn't know about that. I guess I was humming, she said, or something, and she liked the sound of it. But no, she didn't know if I could sing really because I never sang. I never expressed that part of myself until I was in my early 40s. And I started to write and record music. And the first song that I shared with her was my cover of How Deep Is the Ocean, which is an Irving Berlin standard from the 1930s.
I love that. I saw your duet with your mother.
Yes.
You know what? World class.
Thank you. Thank you. So I shared that with her, and I think she was shocked and said to me, I want to sing this with you. And so later that year, she decided to go on tour and asked me if I would join her and sing that song with her on stage. Now, I had never performed in front of anybody, so the task was daunting, to say the least. But, you know, I'm a meditator, and I'm somebody who has a spiritual practice. And so because I had begun meditating, and I was able to show up, be of service to her, to the music, and not think about myself. Like, you know, I was just, I don't know, it's an interesting spiritual experience for me, you know, because it wasn't something I was ambitious to perform in front of 18,000 people, stadiums of people. So, you know, I really attribute my ability to do that to my spiritual practice and my meditation practice.
That's wonderful. Of course, your mother is Barbra Streisand. And I have been a huge fan of your mother and her movies too. You have appeared on many films too, like Say Anything, Listen to Me, The Big Picture, The Prince of Tides, and so on. You know, your music interests also similar to me. I like Dionne Warwick. Her voice is amazing. So who inspired you most, you know, musically? I mean, your mother, of course.
My mother, of course. I was in her belly as she was doing Funny Girl on the stage in England and recording her album. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I've said it before, I think it's in my DNA, but I remember my first favorite song was Dionne Warwick's version of I Say a Little Prayer. Yeah. And I had the 45 as a child. I must have been 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I would play it over and over on this red plastic little children's, you know, record player. So yeah, she was my first favorite record. And then there was Up, Up and Away by the Fifth Dimension. There were so many. I mean, if you look at different parts of my life, there were different influences, but I've always been, a lover of music and melody and, so yeah.
Because you both sing together, are you very close to your mom? Do you see your mother all the time?
We are close. We are alike in some ways, and we have a very honest and respectful relationship. As most parents and children, we, have gone through difficult moments, but we're in a really good place, and I know she loves me, and I love her deeply.
That's really wonderful to hear. I think family is very important. Tell me about your music and how your wonderful latest single, Laws of Desire. I watched it. I must say, it comes with a very beautiful music video with it, and it's a brilliant track. Can you tell me
Thank
how
you.
this EP and this song come about, and who are you collaborated with?
Well, the song "Law of Desire," "Laws of Desire," was a song I wrote with Liz Vidal. Liz Vidal and I have written multiple songs together. The first of which was on my first EP called "Morning Prayer," and so that came out in 2012, I believe. And we just had a we have a natural connection. I'm somebody who comes up with a melody, and sometimes I have words, and Liz is a wordsmith, so we generally collaborate on the words. She responds to my voice in a way that, as she said to me, gives her pictures in her mind. So working with her is very magical, and the process is a bit of a mystery, because when I create music, I don't do it from an intellectual place. I don't do it with a preconception of what it should be. I literally, it just kind of like the melody comes out of me, and sometimes there are words that come out of me, and I trust it if it feels right, that's the direction that the song wants to go. And then it's about tailoring it and crafting it, to fulfill its potential. I've been incredibly fortunate to work with wonderful people, including Stefan Oberhoff, who's the first producer I worked with. We did my first three records together. And then this latest collection, I've worked with some new people. I worked with a producer named Gemini. I worked with a wonderful producer and writer, Dorian Chia. And also, Sebastian Isambard, who's part of the group Il Divo, was involved in this track particularly. He's got great taste, and he loves EDM dance music. So he brought something. He actually introduced me to Alex Poppel, who did part of the rhythmic part of that track. So yeah, I was very fortunate to work with some really talented people.
Are you pursuing music career seriously at this stage of your life?
I'm unconventional because I'm not somebody who loves to be in the spotlight. So I need to create. Music is a part of who I am. And so
In your
I
blood.
do it almost for myself. I do it for myself, and then I offer it to the world, But it's not because I'm ambitious to be famous or because I'm trying to be a pop star. I think I'm a little too old for that. But I'm a little odd in that way, I guess, because I don't love being on stage and watched by, people. So I like to do it at kind of, I love being in the studio. I love to write. I love to produce and sing and do all of that. But with this record, I've just put it out digitally. It's not even a physical EP. I mean, there's no physical record of it. But so I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, but the process, I mean, I'm more interested in creating the music than in performing it live.
Would you like to sort of produce, write music for other artists?
Not particularly. I mean, I don't write, like, as I said, I don't have a preconception about what I'm going to write. It has to come from an organic place. And so I have to also write. I put it this way, I couldn't sing a song that I didn't believe in the lyrics. If I couldn't mean the lyrics, then I couldn't sing it. And there were songs I've written that I didn't feel that I could do justice to as a singer. Which, I would be happy if other people wanted to sing it, but all I have is my own instincts and my own, my own sensibility, my own perspective on life and the world to offer as a writer and a singer. So it's not my goal necessarily to write for other people.
So tell me, the second track, Run, tell me a little bit about this track on the same EP.
Run was the first song I wrote for this EP with a collaborator I've worked with before named Alan Rich, who's very accomplished. He wrote songs for Whitney Houston and many great greats. The song Run to You, he wrote. So we've written several songs together, and it was the first song I wrote on this EP, and it's the only song that Alan and I wrote on this EP. So yeah, again, it came from that same process of, starting with a melody, starting and then these words come, and then it's about, crafting it to fit the message. But I'm actually in the midst of these songs are being remixed for the dance world.
Oh, I love dancing.
Yeah, so Laws of Desire and Run are both being remixed by an up and coming DJ
And
who I think
how
is
long
very.
did it take you to produce the incredible video for the track Lord of Desire? Because it looks incredible, look like Hollywood production to me. The colors and everything are amazing.
Thank you. Well, I will share that with my collaborator, Anthony Bjelanson, who is, we work together on videos, and he's just a great partner in terms of realizing my vision for a video. So he directed that with me, and it was a lot of work because we generated a lot of that imagery using AI. So we were both total novices when it comes to using AI. It's such a new form of, creation. So we were trying to figure it out and wasted a lot of time creating terrible imagery, but a couple of moments were wonderful. And so we used the best of it and sort of built upon that. But it took a lot of work. I think a few months went into that.
Wow, that's a long time. And tell me, would you like to tour UK and Europe?
Well, as I said, I don't love being in the spotlight, so I have no plans to do it at the moment, but I don't know what the future holds, and maybe one day, maybe one day. I mean, right now I'm in the midst of creating more music. I mean, I'm still writing and recording and maybe down the road when I have a fuller repertoire of songs that I want to sing live, we'll see. But at this moment, I don't have any plans to tour.
Would you like to do cover songs of someone as well? Would you like to do that?
Well, I have covered quite a few songs on my album that Quincy Jones produced. I must have sung about six cover songs, six or seven cover songs.
Yes.
And on my first EP, I did, I think, three. I covered Nature Boy, the classic Nature Boy. This Masquerade, and what else did, oh, How Deep Is the Ocean, of course. And then on my album with Quincy, I did many cover songs. For All We Know. What else did I do? I can't remember.
Could you tell us where can our listener get hold of your music?
Oh, I believe it's on all the streaming platforms, iTunes,
Spotify, all that,
Spotify. I think all of it. I mean, I don't even know how it works, but it's on all the streaming platforms, all digital platforms.
Do you also have a link?
You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I think it's Jason Gould Music on both of them. So any plans or surprises will be shown there. And I also share inspirational quotes and things that I find charming and beautiful and interesting and important. So yeah.
You come across somebody who love peace and quiet, but yet, you love what you do. Are you in general more of an introvert?
I'd say I've been somewhat of an introvert for sure, and I do love peace. I love serenity, and that's why I'm a meditator.
Where do
And
you
I've
learn
done,
how to meditate?
I found a wonderful teacher named Tom Knowles, who is
Yeah.
quite well known and respected in the
Yeah.
world of TM, and he's a wonderful spiritual teacher as well as a meditation teacher. And so I think it was back in 2008 or 2009, I was initiated into a meditation practice, the Vedic practice, which is the ancient Indian tradition. And I've been meditating every day ever since, and it's changed my life.
Is your mother still continue to perform?
I don't know if she'll be performing, but she's working on a new record. I know that. And I think, like me, she has to stay creative and involved, you know.
What an inspiring family. Would the world love your music, love your family. And
Thank you,
right
Lisa.
now, thank you. Would you like to introduce your new song?
I would love to. Dear world, please enjoy my version of Laws of Desire.
Thank you, Jason. It's been lovely having you on the show today. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Live Wire. is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.